toes.
Significant increase in Willy Goo.
Soreness in nipples and door jams.
Increased urges around barnyard animals.
A degradation of masonry skills.
Uncontrollable miming.
And fire. All were similar to sugar pills.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Yes.
Yes! and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
The best foreign news, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hello.
Israel's military vows to defend the country should Iran launch an attack. Israel's foreign minister vows that if Iran attacks Israel from its territory, Israel will attack inside Iran. President Biden promising the U.S. will defend the Philippines against any attack in the South China Sea. Pledge follows a meeting with Philippine President Marcos and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida. Streets of Charleston, South Carolina are underwater following record rains spawned by a massive storm system. It's spread torrential rain and high winds, even tornadoes, across a vast area. House Speaker Mike Johnson makes a campaign pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago today, where he'll visit with former President Trump. And the House planning another go today at reauthorizing a spy program that the FBI says is critical to stopping terrorists. On Wall Street, Dow futures 32 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you've got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Well, let's get to O.J. O.J. Simpson's lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind O.J. of how much more killing he still has to do. Was revealed this week the defense lawyer Johnny Cochran once abused his first wife. In his defense, Cochran said, "Hey, at least I didn't kill her like some people I know." This week at the O.J. Simpson trial, the infamous bloody glove was finally introduced into evidence, and O.J. didn't help his case any by blurting out, "There it is, I've been looking all over for that thing." In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. You don't get worse luck than that. Tomorrow, Judge Lancito will take O.J. and the jury on a tour of the now famous crime scene. For the jury, it will be their first look at the actual location. Of course, for O.J., it will be just a case of been there, done that.
You know, and the story is, by the way, welcome to Friday morning on News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. What is this? Oh, there's a talking wiener dog on my phone.
Yeah, I was hearing that.
I apologize.
Where that was coming from.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Anyway, the story is that, I mean, Norm just never took his foot off the gas pedal on OJ.
Uh-huh.
And anybody with a brain agreed with him, you know? I mean, the whole thing was just the biggest farce in American judicial history, next to what's going on now with Trump. So O.J. was close friends. I think it was Don Olmeyer was his name. He was a big executive.
NBC Yeah, and then there was something between him and Norm, right?
Well, Ohlmeyer went to McDonald and said, lay off the O.J. jokes. And Norm wasn't about to do that, so they fired him. Of course, as it turns out, Ohlmeyer stood alone in that, and then it was a year later or so, maybe more than that, they brought Norm back to host the show.
Right.
And I have that opening monologue here. It's pretty funny. We may go heavy on the comedy today. It's Friday.
That was quite a week. I bought a Mustang convertible the day before the verdict, and the day after the verdict was Hurricane Opal.
Wow.
What a week that was.
Yeah, jeez.
But, I was watching every day. It was literally on every day for weeks.
Gave birth to Court TV, which is still around.
Yeah.
And just, the national obsession. And there's a story somewhere in the pile today that one of the jurors finally admitted that they acquitted him just to get revenge for the beating of Rodney King.
Is that right?
Yes. One of the jurors admitted that. Because, come on, there's a year's worth of evidence there. You figured it all out in 40 minutes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Not a good look.
I love the thing you posted a little while ago about the hearse that looks like the Bronco.
Yeah, that's gotten a lot of hits on Facebook and a bunch of shares, too.
I heard this morning that the Bronco is in a museum, a crime museum, in something like Pigeon Fork.
Yeah, Pigeon Fork, tourist town, Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's where Dollywood and all kinds of other excitement await you.
Gotcha.
And it used to be kind of a quiet little place. It had a lot of, stuff for kids, families that were vacationing, mm-hmm. putt-putts and all that sort of stuff. But it's really become kind of glammed up and super commercialized now. Not the quiet little place. I often wonder if the Laughing Horse Inn is still...
Oh, you've been there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I've been through it several times.
Oh.
But I just went to enjoy the Smokies and mm-hmm. do some hiking, eating some of those converted old antebellum homes that are now restaurants.
Was that near the big fire a few years ago? The huge fire?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't been up there for a while.
So I heard that by his side, the kids that were... Nicole's kids were by his side. I wonder how they have dealt with him over the years.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. Nobody wants to believe their dad would butcher two people.
Yeah.
Mark Robert yesterday, who has access to stuff the rest of us don't, he was in an interview situation with Philip Van Adder. Remember that name? One of the detectives?
Oh, sure.
And according to Van Adder, and it never made the public, but he supposedly, when he killed her, took her breast implants out.
Is that right?
Yeah. He wanted them back. That's how mentally ill he was when he committed that. And I've always said revenge is anger's orgasm, and I'm sure for a few moments there, it felt great because she couldn't torture him anymore.
What was the name of the young guy who lived in the
Cato Kaelin.
Yeah.
And then when the reality sank in, O.J. realized, man, I am in a big load of trouble here.
Yeah.
So
you got Johnny Cochran, and that was quite a team of...
Robert Shapiro.
Shapiro.
I got to play the O.J. Simpson Christmas album. I got two O.J. Christmas album things. One is 100% not guilty, and we'll do that after we take this first break here.
All right.
But we got to do this first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
I don't have to tell you the month of April can be really tough. I mean, look at 2012. We had dozens of tornadoes on the 15th, and we thought that was bad enough. And then, of course, you know what happened on the 27th. When Alabama was the bullseye and a very deadly day here. But Our weather for the next several days is going to be nice. Today's a great day. Plenty of sunshine. A little breezy. I mean, we're gusting to 25 miles per hour. Nothing like 45 miles an hour yesterday out at the airport. 45. Wow. High today, 72. Clear skies, chilly. Jacket weather tonight, low 44. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high around 79. That's Saturday. 83 Sunday. Mid-80s Monday and Tuesday with more sun. Clear sailing for several days, and I love it in a month that can be really mean. Right now, clear skies this morning. We are 1 minute away from sunrise. It's 52 at 619.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Good morning, people.
What on earth is that?
It looks like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Isn't it?
It is.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Today we celebrate an American classic.
It is National Grilled Cheese.
Ooey, gooey, warm, and delicious.
It's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Love grilled cheese sandwiches.
It's just good old comfort food.
It's showtime.
619, he has arrived, folks.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Hello.
Hello.
Little did we know yesterday with the grilled cheese sandwich that tomorrow would be
I know. Sandwich. And that was a beauty.
Yeah,
that was
really
not
was.
Only a lot of grilled cheese.
Classic.
But a nice sausage patty in the middle of that with an egg on top.
Yes, sir.
The complete sandwich. Dow futures are off to a negative start this morning. Whatever happens throughout the day, we get analysis from Pratt McDonald at Invista Advisors. If you've never taken time to sit with a financial planner, I'm sitting here watching these talking heads, Bubba Mice on money. And a lot of what they're talking about is very, very hardcore. There's some serious, serious trends taking place. Protect the money you work so hard to make and even grow it during times like this, but have people dedicate to research to see the train coming down the tracks before it clobbers their clients. And that's what Invista Advisors does so brilliantly. For a no-obligation appointment, by that I mean no sales pitch, none of that stuff, 387-0094, 387-0094 for Invista Advisors. We have 1819 News and the O.J. Simpson Christmas album coming up.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
18 News.
The Hoover City School System has taken its online library system down in order to conduct an internal audit. The move from the school administration comes after a board meeting was held earlier this week in which a pastor called on parents to get more involved in knowing what types of sexually explicit books are being permitted in that library. At least one parent has now voiced concerns over the books that are sexually graphic being accessed with the use of school-issued Chromebooks. The school notified parents that the system would be offline while the district is proactive in safeguarding students and upholding the values and mission of the school district. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Geneva police are now searching for a particular car as part of an arson investigation. Police believe that the person driving the car near a residence that was intentionally set on fire has information pertinent to the case. That home was first burglarized and then set on fire. The car was seen driving through a nearby McDonald's parking lot at the time the fire started. Two women and a teenage male are charged with attempts to smuggle in prison contraband. The trio were apprehended at the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore. Officers found a variety of things within book bags that the three were carrying, including knives, cell phones, and drugs. Hannah Crowder and Carrie Drake are also being charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured? At the Johnny Adams Law Firm, there is no fee until we win your case.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
O.J. Simpson was found not guilty. Now he's a free man. Thanks to this stunning turn of events, we are able to bring you the Christmas album no one thought was possible. Bob and Tom Records presents O.J. Simpson, I'll Be Home for Christmas, But Someday I'm Gonna Rot in Hell. You'll hear all about the trial of the century.
Everybody knows O.J. did it. Then he took the knife and hid it. But the jury said, no, no, no. Let him go, let him go, let him go. Johnny Cochran said that Mark Furman is like that mustached German. And the jury said, Judge Ito, let him go.
O.J. Simpson, I'll Be Home for Christmas, But Someday I'm Gonna Rot in Hell, featuring the O.J. Simpson Singers. And who can forget that O.J. Simpson never did testify?
He didn't give testimony, and his book was baloney. Throughout the whole trial, he'd just sit and smile. He's walking and he never took the stand. There was no testifying. We would know he was lying. He murdered them, but he kept his mouth shut. He's walking and he never took the stand.
Of course, everyone knows that O.J. claims he's innocent, and he has vowed to find the real killer. But his behavior has left many scratching their heads.
You got away with murder. Two people are dead. Disemboweled Ron Goldman cut off Nichols' head. It is hard to believe that you're feeling remorse. You won't find the real killer unless he's on a golf course.
Keep working on that slice, O.J. And what about the on-again, off-again romance with the woman who stuck by his side, Paula Barbieri?
He'll have a Paula Barbieri Christmas. A Paula Barbieri Christmas. A Paula Barbieri Christmas. And he'll kill her next year.
Finally, what O.J. Simpson Christmas album would be complete without a tribute to the most famous defense attorney of our time?
A Johnny Cochran Christmas, the best lawyer you can buy. Wear a three-piece suit and a black knit cap. Ask the jury, who am I?
It's the O.J. Simpson Singers, exclusively on Bob and Tom Records, with O.J. Simpson, I'll Be Home for Christmas, But Someday I'm Gonna Rot in Hell. Maybe this Christmas someone will give Johnny Cochran what he really needs. A conscience. That's the new O.J. Simpson Christmas album. Call 1-800-PERCENT-GUILTY. Available exclusively from Bob and Tom Records. Don't deliberate. Get one today.
627 on a... It's chilly outside.
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
628. The thing talks about where you were the night of the car chase.
Oh, yeah. There were a bunch of people in my living room, and well, it's really funny. There was a big basketball game that night, and they had to do a split screen.
Yeah. On one side, there's a game. The other side, there's a car going down the freeway.
At going a very slow speed.
I was already traumatized that afternoon because I had hosted this fundraiser with all these well-to-dos. You know, it was the Ricochet crowd. And there was a lot of drinking. Towards the end of the event, somebody said, here's a great idea. Let's have everybody who's got a specific talent come up and show their talent. So this lady wearing this very garish, it was kind of a costume party, I guess, garish red dress with ruffles, you know, petticoats and all that crap, roaring 20s, something like that. She comes up, says, I can do a handstand. And she was mature, in her 40s, I think. And I thought, well, that okay, let's see what you do. She does a handstand right next to me on the stage with no underwear at all.
Oh, I remember hearing this story. Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. Her doctor couldn't get a better view than I did that day.
Did she just forget that she had nothing on?
I don't know if she came up to advertise or what, but... I started wrapping it up and sent everybody home. And then I'm on the way home, and I'm listening to news radio. And that's when I heard about the car chase. So I went straight to my apartment and sat there like the rest of America. Look at this.
It went on for, it seemed like it went on for hours.
Yeah. 6:30, east of the Rockies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it was very much like the Watergate trial all over again. I came home, and my wife had the car chase. I said, what is this? A white Bronco, you're not really going fast, but she got sucked into it and watched the entire trial, and it was just like it was just like Richard Nixon was getting ready to resign again. But here's my question. There was an accident on the Northern Bypass yesterday.
Okay.
And someone was killed, drove by there, they had the sheet over them just like in the movies.
Right.
And I want to know why, with all of the technology we have today, we can't get any kind of news about what happened or even vaguely who was involved. Did you guys hear anything about it?
We heard about it. Skipper reported the accident, but there were no details above and beyond that. And let me tell you something. The day before, during the rain, somebody got ejected from a car on Edgemont out on the west side.
Really?
And we couldn't get any details on that either. I don't know if the city doesn't release that info. None of the local news stations had it.
Usually during a fatality, they don't give you a lot of info on that. They try to hold that as much as they can.
Details on how it happened? That would be nice.
Yeah, they want to get it to the family.
What the hell was somebody doing? As I understand it from somebody who goes through that area quite frequently, there's a very tight curve there, and they took it too fast in the rain, and that's how they ended up in a tree.
Huh.
Yeah. You could at least give that. So that people would know not to go so damn fast in the rain on a tight curve.
Yep, yep. Well, listen, I appreciate everything you guys do. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
We will do our best. There is no hard news this morning that works for me. None.
Okay.
We have some great stuff coming up later. Seriously, a woman who has a new way of losing weight is called the fart walk.
All right.
You'll hear all about that.
I feel like I could tell you now that it doesn't work.
Well, this is...
No, seriously. Given the title, it sounds like I've done this before.
I have to address Jay's skepticism. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds with Marilyn Smith talking about her new phenomenon.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody loves. And you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we should walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. So, sign yourself up for fart walks.
Anything to get rid of the diabetes.
Yeah, said Wilford Brimley from heaven. I'm up here with OJ. No, I'm not.
Somebody had said something about, you know, I feel so sad for the for OJ's family. At least they they have the consoling or whatever it is to know that he's looking up at them.
Wow. Well, if anybody had a one-way ticket to hell, it should be him. Here's something to contemplate. How about a fart walk marathon? No, nobody's into that. We have the timeline with Rich Thomas coming up in just a couple of minutes.
I bet you fart bike.
Actually, you really
he's not denying.
Well, no, you really don't want to do that, Jay. You really don't want to do that. Yeah,
I think the Arrowhead HOA has banned that.
Our HOA is very reasonable. They're not. We got some fascist HOAs in this town, but
boy, oh boy,
Arrowhead. Arrowhead's
don't
get great.
Me started
at 6:34. That was brought to you by Pettinger and Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham and team do the best concrete work. Period. Second to nobody. And if you want to see for yourself, visit their Facebook page and see some of the amazing projects that they have designed and completed. They're refurbishing the Prattville High School football stadium. They do amazing stamp concrete work, contoured driveways, backyard architecture. It's just, they're the best. Concrete landscaping, walls, all the things that can be done. You have no idea until you visit their page and see what a versatile thing that concrete can be. For a free estimate, you'll love Tom. He knows what he's doing. They never use substandard materials. And they always reinforce the projects they're pouring. 284-9292. 284-9292. And visit Pennier and Concrete Technologies on Facebook. At 6:35, Travis and Skipper timeline next.
Well, looking around the cams this morning, we're not really seeing anything major going on to slow you down much. Our early morning traffic is around on the interstates, boulevards, and a little bit of incoming traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka already this morning. No major problems anywhere. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment that gets a job done. Thompson Tractor has been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85, Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Daydreaming while driving is more dangerous than texting while driving. Luckily, you'll be laughing so much listening to this show in your car, you won't have a chance to do either. Space junk crashed into a Florida home. The cool thing is, it passed right through the hole in the roof left by the Boeing door. Consumer Reports claims Lunchables contain lead and other metals. And the problem is, responded Trader Joe's. And a cookbook author says you should take a 10-minute fart walk an hour after you eat. FYI, I'm claiming 10-minute fart walk is the title of my new band. Coachella bound, this is not headline news.
At 6:38 with a timeline for the 12th of April, your host, Rich Thomas.
The 102nd day of the year, 263 days, actually 264 are left because it's leap year. National Grilled Cheese Day, we mentioned that a little earlier, and I had a great one yesterday.
That was day early, wasn't it?
We got a nice reaction from our fans, our breakfast fans. Today is Big Wind Day. That's because the highest wind gust ever measured on the Earth's surface happened on this date in 1934. Where did it happen?
Mount Washington in New Hampshire.
You are so right, at 231 miles an hour, so I had to check.
In New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Right now, it's a little calmer at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. South winds at 65, gusting to 87.
What would produce a wind of that intensity?
Well, it has a lot to do with elevation, too.
Oh.
You know, the winds are stronger aloft. So, by the way, light rain falling at Mount Washington at the moment. It's 41 degrees. National Licorice Day. I haven't had any licorice in a while. I guess the red is good, but the black, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the black licorice. Day of Silence, which doesn't work on the radio. See, if it were silent, it's dead air. Larry Stevens taught me dead air is bad air. Walk on the Wild Side Day. Okay, sure. On this date in 1861, the Civil War began. It happened when Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter in South Carolina. Abner Doubleday, the inventor of baseball, fired the first shot in defense of the fort. And by the way, the order for the first shot came from telegraph from Montgomery, the telegraph office on Dexter, next to where the Court Street Fountain is. So
really?
Much history in this city, yeah.
I didn't know that.
This is obviously a huge week in Civil War history. The 9th was the surrender of the Appomattox. And, of course, this Sunday, the 14th, is the anniversary of the Lincoln assassination. And we're almost done with Manhunt. We have
Manhunt, yeah.
Yeah. I think we have 1.5 left.
It's been I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But some of the casting. Putting Patton Oswalt in a military uniform is the worst casting choice I've ever seen.
But I've learned some historic things, but you're right about the casting.
Yeah, there have been a lot of... And I actually impressed you with the Montreal connection, knowing about that, and the infected smallpox clothing.
The uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. On the date in 1927, 15 future Hall of Famers were on the field on opening day between the Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics, including on the field that day, Ty Cobb, Jimmy Fox, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth. By the way, Ruth went 0-for-3 in that game. 1945, FDR. He died of cerebral hemorrhage, Warm Springs, Georgia. I know you've been in that house. He was 63.
I recommend that to anybody that embraces history and likes to see where things happen, because for one day, that little town, which has a population of under 1,000 people still, for one day, that was the biggest city on the planet.
Oh, sure. No doubt about it. He died just 3 months after being elected for an unprecedented fourth term. Eleanor broke the news to Harry Truman. Harry, she told him, the president is dead. He was too stunned to speak for a moment, but then he finally asked, is there anything I can do for you? And she replied, is there anything I can do for you? You're in trouble now, she said. She was not a good-looking woman.
I'm sorry. I missed it. What'd you say?
Not a good-looking woman.
On the instant replay.
70 years ago, 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets recorded Rock Around the Clock. They recorded it in New York City.
New York City.
1960, Candlestick Park in San Francisco first opens. Vice President Richard Nixon throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. You've heard that story, right, about Candlestick?
When
the real estate agent took the
people for the city. And it was 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And things were sunny and calm.
Beautiful place to put a ballpark.
It was a terrible venue for sports with incredible winds. 64 years ago, 1961, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin took a one-orbit flight, 108-mile ride in his Vostok 1, first man in space. He landed with a parachute. He was met by a terrified woman on a farm who threatened him and attacked him with a pitchfork.
Oh, jeez.
1963, Martin Luther King is jailed, and he writes the famous letter from the Birmingham jail. 66, Jan Barry of Jan and Dean barely escaped death when he crashed his Corvette. It's a Stingray in Los Angeles. That's the same car sung about in the Jan and Dean classic Dead Man's Curve, but it's not where it actually happened. The curve is on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. Either way, the crash left him in a coma for weeks, and it took years for him to be able to speak again. On the state of 69, Fifth Dimension, number one, six-week run at number one with Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. And that takes us to our song of the day. Wow. This is a masterpiece from an album called Madman Across the Water. And again, I say, if you get a chance, check out that PBS special with Elton John and Bernie Taupin being honored at the other night. He was born a pauper to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war has begun. And he shall be Levon, and he shall be a good man. Here's a classic. On your timeline, good morning.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus. Cause he lights the name and he sends him to the finest school in town.
Because of time constraints, we're going to have to
move on.
But check out that special on PBS. 1975, Philadelphia Freedom, speaking of Elton John, was number one. On the state in 81, Joe Louis died at the age of 66. 1987, 21 Jump Street debuted on Fox. Remember how big that was with Johnny Depp and Richard Grieco? In 2010, the Vatican officially forgave John Lennon for saying the Beatles were bigger than Jesus. 2020, check your balance. Coronavirus stimulus money starts flowing back into our bank accounts.
Been flowing to mine.
Birthdays. Hey, happy birthday to Wendy today.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Happy birthday, Wendy.
Nick Hexum from the he's a singer for 311 is 54. Vince Gill is 67. Andy Garcia is 68. David Letterman is 77 today. Shave. Would you shave that beard?
Oh, he looks like an escapee. Stupid.
Ed O'Neill on Modern Family, he's 78. John Kay of Steppenwolf is 80 today. Herbie Hancock is 84. Tom Clancy would have had a birthday today, and David Cassidy would have had a birthday today. 31 days till Mother's Day, 46 days till Memorial Day weekend. Father's Day, 69 days away, and Thanksgiving, 230 days. That is your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Nice looking morning out there. Not windy at the moment, but it will be breezy later on with winds gusting as high as 25. Nothing like yesterday's wind, though. Plenty of sunshine today, high 72. Clear, chilly, jacket weather tonight, low 44. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, high 79. 83 Sunday, mid-80s Monday and Tuesday with more sun. Clear sailing for several days in a row. Right now it's clear and 52 at 647.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
SRN News replay coming up in just a minute later this morning. In fact, about a little over 2 hours from now, we'll have our weekly grand prize drawing. You could be in that, by the way, by calling us at 272-9228. We just need your first name and last initial. One of the things we give away, the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. A full service on your vehicle. Make them your go-to place because they not only have top-notch technicians, talented people, but customer service that makes you feel appreciated and accommodating. They kind of take away your excuse. If you need to look back to your home or office, just ask. They're happy to provide that for you. At Don Duncan, they can address pretty much any situation that needs a repair on your vehicle with talented certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics. If car's making an odd sound or the check engine light comes on, it's nice to know. Just make a beeline for the nearest Don Duncan, and they'll take care of it and help you get through the rest of the day by getting you where you need to be. They have locations on Mount Duncan, as we call it. That's the big hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, that's an awesome opportunity. Just drop your car off. They'll get you to your office. And serving Southeast Montgomery on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. At 6:49, we have your SRN News replay, a look at the roads with Skipper, and then today's Cheap and Trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Israel's military vows to defend the country should Iran launch an attack. Israel's foreign minister vows that if Iran attacks Israel from its territory, Israel will attack inside Iran. President Biden promising the U.S. will defend the Philippines against any attack in the South China Sea. Pledge follows a meeting with Philippine President Marcos and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida. Streets of Charleston, South Carolina are underwater following record rains spawned by a massive storm system. It's spread torrential rain and high winds, even tornadoes, across a vast area. House Speaker Mike Johnson makes a campaign pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago today, where he'll visit with former President Trump. And the House planning another go today at reauthorizing a spy program that the FBI says is critical to stopping terrorists. On Wall Street, Dow futures 32 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you've got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Already a bit busy this morning on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Going to be a busy Friday, it looks like. We've got a lot of cars incoming on 31 out of Prattville, 231 out of Wetumpka. Troy Highway already building a bit this morning. Buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated. Right now, got an all clear for Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. No major problems out there. Haynes Ambulance is ready for you, both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, carry, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working.
or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication, it's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 12, 1947, the world welcomed little baby David Letterman.
Congrats, Mom and Dad. Wait, hold on. There's another baby coming out. Holy cow, it's Paul Schaefer. Paul Schaefer, everyone. This guy follows him everywhere.
David Letterman, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
It is 6:56. News Talk 93.1 FM, opening in theaters this weekend, Civil War. What is this, a reality show? Based on current events, I'm not sure. Nick Offerman is a dictator here in the United States in his third term. 19 states secede and declare war. I really don't want to say much more about it than that. I am not interested.
My dog is barking at chicken again.
He's just barking. He's laying there with the chicken in front of him. He's just burp, burp.
I'm sure he has a good reason.
I don't know. You ever look at your food and
bark at it?
Yell at it?
Hey, meatloaf!
Get in my belly. Hey, buddy.
Also opening today, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
That's a remake, right?
Yeah, it's an African-American remake of the Christina Applegate comedy.
I wonder if she makes a cameo in it or something.
From 1991. I don't think so. She's really having a tough time.
She is. She's having a really tough time.
Yeah. Arcadian, a post-apocalyptic horror thriller starring Nicolas Cage as the widowed father defending his farm from alien creatures that only come out at night, like Edgar Winter once said. O.J. Simpson is dead. The celebration continues later this morning.
I wonder where he will be interned. Interesting. Would it be in Florida or... That's where he lives, right?
Yeah.
Or he did live.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of competition because wherever they put him, whether people liked him or didn't, they will go visit him.
Yeah. I mean, for instance...
With little plastic white Broncos.
Where's Booth?
Booth is in Baltimore.
Is he?
And the family plot. And the tradition there is that people leave Lincoln had pennies on his tombstone.
Ah. Uh-huh.
But then there's conspiracy theories about him that he actually got away. It says the body burned, you know, forensics. And I don't know if they're too sure about that.
And then Oswald is buried in Dallas, right?
And they also dug him up to make sure he was in there.
Ah.
And I think I saw a photo from that exhumation. And it did look like him.
Hmm.
All right. I'm just trying to... There's really not much to add to the OJ thing. Brianna wants to have her boobs pinned by a plastic surgeon. She doesn't want fake boobs. I think that's probably the biggest story of the morning right
now. So she wants... So how, she wants... I don't know how this works.
The word she uses, I want them pinned to my chest. I don't want...
Oh,
lips.
Okay. So she doesn't want plastic surgery. She just wants them somehow repositioned.
Yeah, so that then, when the time comes and they begin to... And gravity...
Stay there, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. To be where they've always been, so to speak.
I understand
and
now.
And aimed in a certain angle. Jay's very sorry for this.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I think of, you know, people who have the one eye, and you know, you polite, and you try and, like,
right.
you pick an eye, and you dedicate, like, that's the one I'm going to talk to. I hope it's the right
one.
That's
always the wrong one.
Yeah, and then you ask, like, which one should... So, if they did that...
Hey, I'm over here.
And one was pointing the other flop side, would you ask for...